Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews, like a book club for people who hate reading. This week is James's pick. So James picked the movie House Party, made 1990, and the TV show Ultimate Beastmaster, Episode 7, Season 1. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston.
Hello. Oh.
And here's the description for the 1990 classic, House Party. Young kids, young kid has been invited to a party at his friend's playhouse, but after a fight at school, kid's father grounds him. Nonetheless, kid sneaks out when his father falls asleep. Blah 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 shenanigans. And that's pretty much the whole premise of the movie.
I actually like the way they did that at his friend. Play's house. It's a playhouse. Oh. We're going to play dress up.
Now, the funniest thing is about this group. I don't know too many people who are not our age or older that have no idea who they are.
It's hard to forget that high top. That's the highest top of all time.
One of my favorite gag in this entire movie was his dad saying, kid looks like he has a mop on his head. Jeez, I got to go get his ass.
Oh, I like the cops that said he had an eraser.
Another good part was I was sleeping. So he was, sleeping and just kind of took the top off his sleeping cap. I'm going to give this a 2.5.
Whoa.
I don't know. There's not a lot of nostalgia for me in this movie besides the fact that this is probably the most positive movie out of this era that involves rappers that I can remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I would jump along with that one.
And
I jump around.
I might give it a little bit higher rating later on. But yeah, I'd say 2.5.
Okay, I'll jump on this one. So first of all, let's just say this was not the one that I was actually looking for. I was looking for a different house party. There's four of them, and I got confused as to which one was which. There's actually technically five, but that one really wasn't under the house party numerical order.
Was it with a kid in play?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't canon. If you're into the house party canon, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
there's a house.
I meant that as sarcastically as possible.
Oh, I gotcha.
You better have. I was going to say, wait a minute. I want to hear you quibble on why it's not.
So, I just got to say, one of the, the benefits of doing this show is you kind of get to watch the old movies that you had fond memories of, and then basically get disappointed. This one's a 2 for me, and that's being gracious. So, we'll see.
Ryan, batters up.
Wow, this is going to be fun. So, the last time I saw this movie, just to put it in perspective,
he was 4.
Martin Lawrence wasn't famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't even have Martin.
Watching this, I was like, oh shit, that's Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who almost hasn't aged a day since friggin' 1990.
Oh, no joke. I was thinking the same thing.
Weird, man, how much he's looked the same.
He's on the Magic Johnson diet.
Money. Yeah, for real. But although, Martin, the show that he's more or less famous for, wasn't that long after this. But
are you positive about that?
Yeah, now, see, here's the thing. Is I was teetering on a 3.5 and a 4.
Whoa! You almost made James do a spit take.
Wow.
By the way, thank you for not soaking my equipment.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's what she said.
Oh, I will justify the shit out of this. Because I remembered sort of bits and pieces of this movie because I was wicked young when I saw it. I think it was like one of my sister's movies that she was watching and stuff.
So hold on.
But,
how young is wicked young here?
He was born 7 or 8, 6.
Okay,
right?
I was going to say because
Ryan, were you
born in 85?
85. I was
going to say because
85 or 86.
Wicked young is right below hella young and right above
hella.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to dial this down a little bit here.
John's using hella. That's hella cool. Keep going, Ryan.
NorCal represent.
Gotta see what else you got to hella say.
So, yeah, I will never say hella ever.
You just did.
Too late. We got it on record.
So okay. Sorry, my girlfriend's distracting me, asking me if I want food.
What up, Amber?
Sure, blame it on the person trying to feed you.
Are you going to Umami Burger?
No, go to Tommy's.
Yeah, there's a Tommy Burger up the street and a Fat Burger now.
Oh, you jackass.
I know. All right. So, LA food, everybody, if you ever get a chance, holy shit. Anyway, where was I? Justifying my 3.5, which I think I'm gonna lean on. So, first of all, I remember this movie way different because I was too young to sort of understand what was going on.
You mean the language?
Which is almost kind of.
It was barely.
That was actually why I liked
the movie. It's like, Mama.
Yeah,
that was
why I liked the movie. But I didn't necessarily understand the incredibly deep fucking social commentary throughout this entire movie.
Yeah.
This flick was actually paced incredibly well. It fucking kept moving.
Yeah.
The only problem I can see is they set up like 5 different endings, you know, 3 of which I forgot about halfway through the movie anyway.
I would say there's only a few parts in this movie that I thought bogged it down.
Maybe just a couple, but it really, really kept its pace well. You know, the acting was whatever. That was kind of whatever for the 90s, not to mention the kind of movie they were trying to make. But the reason I'm going to 3.5 is because I think they kind of went above and beyond with how well the movie was written. You know, because this was really sort of your average. There was sort of a bunch of these types of movies that were kind of coming out, kind of that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air vibe. Matter of fact, I think this was supposed to be for Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, it was, according to Wikipedia, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, didn't they lose like a lawsuit or something?
That I don't remember. I just remember them not doing it. And something, they did a record or a video or something called Nightmare on My Street. And they were getting sued for it.
Yeah,
I guess somebody said, hey, you want to do a movie?
Yeah, right. But this, I mean, aside from the goofy nature and obviously the terrible acting of the main character, it's no wonder why, you know, Tisha Campbell and Martin Lawrence became sort of stars after, because they definitely had something going on. But just for telling the story the way they did, it was really, really good.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's some things about this movie that I do actually appreciate. I actually like the positive message. They did bring up some commentary regarding, you know, black neighborhoods and stuff like that. There's a positive.
And also, here's the, they didn't even pull any punches when it came to it also.
No, at least as far as I understand. I mean, I'm just a white guy, so reality is I don't know. But watching this again, I thought they touched on some subjects back then that were touching, probably still are to some degree.
You mean the alcoholism?
That I thought they did a really good job touching on, like you said, the social commentary. The parts that I thought were a little slow were kind of him running away from the bad guys, even though it was just a stick that was important. I thought there were parts of it that kind of dragged on.
Yeah, those dudes were see, if Kid and Play, which was the two main characters, obviously Kid and Play, were backup dancers for Salt and Peppa. And then they kind of went off and did their own thing and whatnot, but there was a couple other groups sort of around the same time that did that kind of New Jack sort of hip-hop thing. And yeah, it was kind of corny, or at least it appears that way now. But that was the other dance group. I'm trying to remember the damn name of. But the bad guys were basically I think they were musicians, but they were more or less like a dance singing group, kind of a black boy band of hip hop.
I don't know. This definitely wasn't my type of movie. I remember roughly seeing it when it came out, maybe a couple of years before. They do have a movie that wasn't this. I don't remember what it was called that I actually did like a lot back in the day. Could not tell you what it was.
Don't Be a Menace to South Central with Drinking Juice in the Hood?
No, it was with Kid and Play, and it revolved a school, and was it Play was the bad guy, was the street tough kid being the smart guy, and they kind of swapped positions in school type of stuff.
Yeah, I understand. I like that one better too. Now I was curious. Did you guys all like seeing John Witherspoon in this? I didn't. I forgot he was in it.
Oh yeah. I forgot he was in it too, for sure.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, his parts were probably my favorite. I just really
him
he's hanging out the window talking shit to everyone.
I just love. I spent $15,000 on this house, and I'm thinking, seriously,
that's what I thought too. Like, oh my god, can we do this? $15,000?
Hell,
I got like $200 in my bank account. We could put a down payment.
It's like, well, crap, it's for if everything was $15,000, can I just buy a whole block? I can get a loan for that.
Joke. You guys, I mean, the thing that they did, I mean, they had the cute little message of the house parties are clean, there's no drugs, there's only one alkie in the whole group.
And they're talking shit to him.
Yeah.
By the way, what was he drinking?
Old English.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Was that what that was?
Oh, yep.
I kept trying to think.
That stuff is not very pleasant. I'm just glad it wasn't
no,
Steel Reserve.
It's terrible.
That's why I think they were talking about.
Oh, no. Steel Reserve is the kind of shit you drink on a corner.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You mean hiding the fact you're drinking it? I mean, it's like.
I mean, one can, and he's going to go in a coma.
So the question is it worse than natural ice?
Yes. Yeah. Oof. Steel Reserve is
way
worse.
Yeah, kids out there, don't drink Steel Reserve. It'll make you go cross-eyed.
So that's what happened.
You know, there was quite a bit of nostalgia for me. I mean, I loved kind of looking back at the old 90s style of the you know, the patch suit quilts that they're, I wrote it down, damn it. Where did I put
that? Well, he's doing
that.
I got to say, it was actually a beautiful movie, too. I mean,
the
cinematography, the quality.
Multicolored quilt outfits.
I mean,
that was pretty funny. There was some of the other designs. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I did see the hammer pants in there. So, I mean, there was nostalgia in it, but my thing was the dance-offs and things like that were just, I mean, it was for the sake of the movie, and, I mean...
Well, it was for the sake of Kid and Play trying to get their little mix out there, you know?
Well, I mean, the rap battle was fun.
Actually, the dance part... And the rap battle were actually my favorite parts of this movie.
I like the rap battle.
The rapping in jail I thought was hilarious.
I just loved how spontaneous they were trying to make that dance off look.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we're doing this on the fly here, but we choreographed this shit like three weeks ago.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
All right, see, let me help you see if you think the way I do on this one. Yeah, I was expecting sort of nostalgia and me for, you know, kind of make fun of it like, oh, wow, I was a stupid kid to like this movie. But it had all that shit, all the non-drinking, non-doing drugs kind of attitude about it, but it wasn't lame. That was kind of a part that surprised me.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that.
I give you that, and I'm going to keep harping on this, but it also had a positive message, too. I mean, like, the fact he got mad for everybody, like, messing up the toilet, and it was stuff that was a positive message.
You know,
If you're going to throw a party, you know, respect people's houses. Like, the message in this movie, you know, granted, the 90s were kind of that way. You know, it was either negative message or positive message.
Yeah.
But I was like... You know, I would
It's a positive message, yeah.
I would let my kid watch this. This is a movie that I don't think after like 7 or 8 years old, like, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a good movie.
Yeah, and it's a
really
sort of a soft.
I smell something.
It's bacon.
What do I smell?
It's a really soft also.
I mean, it's... Really, you can't talk a whole lot about this movie because realistically, there's not a lot to it. Everybody's kind of... You know, it's very linear. Everybody's kind of a stereotypical character, especially for a 90s movie, which 90s movies were full of stereotypes.
Yeah.
But, you know, not really, though. I mean, they're very, you know, yeah, sure, it might not be, you know, incredibly unique personalities or anything, but it's very honest to a teenager, though.
I can't really comment too much that because to be honest, I'm from the middle of nowhere. So,
And then John never used to be a teenager.
No,
I was a teenager, but I, you know, back where I'm from, people would talk about tipping cows, not having house parties. So,
yeah.
But this movie is very honest. It really doesn't pretend to be anything else but a feel good comedy movie with. at the time a rising rap group. You know, I'll give it a 3. I think just because the fact that it is an honest movie, and even if it's not my favorite movie, even if I think it's a little, you know, kind of cheesy, it's honest about what it is. So I actually really do appreciate that. So I'm going with a 3.
I mean, you guys really haven't convinced me on this one. I mean, you're talking about the muscle-bound dance-off group. I still didn't like their acting at all. It really kind of bothered me.
I actually thought for a bunch of rappers, they did a pretty good job acting.
And the cops thing where they're still like, oh, you're just only after me because I'm a black man walking around a black neighborhood. It's like...
That shit was great.
But, I mean, the cop thing was pretty funny, but, I mean, it was just that part kind of irked me a bit. But it was the 90s, and, yeah, they were being kind of bothered by the officers. I like the fact that the cops took him down to go look at the docks and, you know, beat the crap out of him. That was kind of funny. But as far as I'm concerned, it was a movie that was trying too hard, but trying to still have a positive message and trying to be funny, which there were quite a few parts that actually got me laughing, but I really can't go above a 2 just because it's really not that great of a film. There's better ones out there that are the same type.
Yeah, I don't know if those... Oh. Those but the question is, I don't remember a lot of those other movies being as honest with the audience as much as this was.
I still think they weren't being that honest with the audience. Think a group of high school kids are going to go to a house party and only have one guy drinking?
Well, honest...
Have you seen kids? That movie was honest about what's going on.
Well, I mean, honest for what the movie was, not honest for what society was. There's two different things. I mean, honest for others, the fact that it's obviously a movie for younger teenagers or tweens.
Dude, the movie was rated R.
Yeah,
you can't get away with that language and have it PG or PG-13. It was a rated R film.
Yeah, but it was
and it seems like they just wanted to go for some subjects and not really. I mean, obviously the guy, you know, had an agenda when it came to the drugs and alcohol.
Well, yeah.
I still think this movie was soft.
But everything else was on the table though.
So, what do you give this, Ryan?
I still think it's TGIF meets a rated R film.
I honestly think for the type of movie that this is, they did more than they needed to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I still think I'm going to stick with my thing of that it's TGIF trying to be a rated R film.
You know, I still think this is a kid's movie, but
have fucking liked TGIF if they started something like that.
DJ let Bob Saget off the leash.
Tanner becomes a crack whore.
If every third episode in Family Matters, one of the Olsen twins said, "Fuck you, Carl."
No, that was Stephanie Tanner in real life.
I don't know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. There's a movie you'd want us to do. You could also pause for the cause and donate to Real Flix Reviews and Old Guy Tech TV. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. So we're switching it up, and it's James' turn to go for the round. We're talking about Ultimate Beastmaster Season 1, Episode 7.
Okay, so I picked this one because this is the first time one of the competitors made it to through all of it and to the final level.
Wait 1 second. So hopefully you watch this. If not, yeah. Ultimate Beastmaster is like America's version of Ninja Warrior, I think this one's a little bit more twisted.
Oh, yeah. This one's actually better. This was... partially put together by Sylvester Stallone, which is actually impressive to me, that he actually came up or helped to come up with this idea and concept. And I actually like this better than Ninja Warrior. I mean, the guy that actually did it looks like a little scrawny guy, but he is a professional mountain climber. And dude is fast and strong. I was impressed by him.
I knew he was going to do it the moment he was hanging off with like two fingers on that magnetic climbing wall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that is insane. Just the finger strength that this guy has. And he's fast. Fast.
Oh, yeah. Let me say this. I like this type of show. I like this show. Here was Sylvester Stallone's input. Hey, what if we made it look like a reptile?
Yeah. I would actually say that was exactly his comment. Did you ever record it?
Did I have it recorded?
Yeah, did you find a soundbite for that?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been practicing that all day.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, that is the part about this and that is the part I hated the most, was this giant lizard head.
Yeah,
it's like, you could have called it Ultimate Beast. It was just like, seriously?
The first episode, when they showed that, I'm like, I'm going to hate this.
Seriously. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh no, everything's fucking themed. I can't believe this. But then it's actually kind of a good, crazy obstacle course. And then nobody was able to do it. And, you know, I mean, I watched the old school Sasuke Ninja Warrior from Japan and shit. And it was like two guys that had ever done the whole thing.
I think
it's like three now. I do wish
they kind of cut back the theming, the water, for a while. They're saying, they fell into the blood. This is so bad, it hurts.
But like I said, the first episode I saw this and they did the whole thing, I'm like, I am going to hate this thing. And after the first episode, I'm like, I want to watch another one.
I want to see Anderson Silva do this course.
Oh, and that's the other thing I was going to bring up. The commentators are great. And I love the fact that you can go into the other commentators' booths and, you know, cheer with them and have a great time. I think that's a fantastic idea to have them like that. And from all the different countries, too. I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like. And I mean, you know, that's, I think, why we all like sports, is to see people compete at a high level against people from all over the world. You want to know if you're the best at something. So getting these countries, you know, all together like that, it's really cool. I love Terry Crews as a commentator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he's like
too.
The most positive fucking dude of all time.
Oh yeah, he really is.
I just wish they mixed him with somebody who's very not positive.
Yeah.
Instead of the blonde chick, because I think it'd be hilarious. He's Mr. Positive, and they get somebody who's like very like negative.
Just a total curmudgeon.
Yeah, like Wednesday Addams. Like, oh, you know, it's just because it would have been hilarious. I would have watched the crap out of it even more if the person's like, oh, he didn't die. Damn.
Yeah, he didn't fall in the fangs.
We'll see if we can get you on as a producer.
Hell yeah.
And the
screw positive.
The
negativity
other thing I was
going to
say, I mean, like, I like the fact that Anderson Silva and Terry Crews don't, like, look at what they're doing, and you can tell sometimes they're like, I don't think I can make it past that part, just because of the amazement of how good that is. I don't think either one of them would make it past level one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the commentators from Mexico or Germany.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva, I mean, obviously one of the most famous UFC fighters of all time.
Yeah.
But as much as that guy's had gotten hit over the years, he can't have a full deck at this point.
Well, no, actually, know, that's dude. The thing about him. He didn't get punched too often.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, he's a great dude, and he's an incredible athlete. And the look on his face when some of these dudes are hanging from their hands or something.
Oh yeah,
is just like, holy shit, these guys are mixing. You know?
Yeah. The other guy that ends up going to the finals with this professional mountain climber is also a professional ice climber. So I mean, it's just pretty crazy, the guys that they get in there. They even got the Mr. Ninja Warrior out from Japan.
Right.
Dude, that dude failed.
He
failed.
Was that the crab fisherman or the firefighter?
And
gas station attendant to show up on this one. Dude is badass.
I do love the fact they also had a lot of the parkour guys.
Yeah.
And he was
That was the gas station attendant. It wasn't the firefighter.
No, it was the firefighter. Yeah.
Well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, next week is Ryan's turn. So Ryan, batters up.
Well, I floated this by James and never bothered to cooperate it myself. So I'm pretty sure we haven't done this, although I have a backup, American History X.
No, we've never done that one.
We have not.
Cool. There you go. Watch it.
And for the TV show, I have picked, where'd it go? There it is. The Sun, season one, episode one. This is a new AMC show with Pierce Brosnan.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I gave House Party, the first one, made in 1990, a 3 out of 5. James gave it a 2 out of 5. Ryan gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Next week, we're doing American History X and The Sun. So, as always, Thank you for watching. Goodbye. We'll be right back.